Hello and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley. Our special guest today is Mike Schmidt, the president of the Licking County Foundation. Cloudy skies today, could see some rain, and then this evening it will turn into a wintry mix, a little rain and snow. And then for your Thanksgiving Day, cloudy, mix of rain and snow. But really, not much as accumulation is what they're calling for. Maybe at the most an inch and a half. But with
all the more reason for you to hunker down in the kitchen and do what you do for Thanksgiving.
And cook. That's what that's all
right
about.
Right on.
Mike, you just said you had your mom in from St. Louis. Now, is she? You bring her in to cook?
Oh, I hope not. No, she's the guest of honor this trip. My wife just does an amazing job. This is her favorite holiday to just really, she sets an amazing table. I mean, and I know I'm there to clean and not do anything else. Just stay out of the way, for sure.
Know your lane.
Exactly. Amen.
Well, I just thought, you know, how funny would that be? Mom steps off the plane, saying, "Those love you, Mom. It's good to see you." And I get in the kitchen.
Right on.
You wouldn't do that to Mama.
No. She's the guest.
That's right. Well, you know, you're no longer a guest. You've been in this position for a year as president of the Licking County Foundation. It goes by pretty quick, doesn't it?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I tell you, Joel and Dave, it was the most amazing year for me. I got to visit with so many amazing donors who just care about this community so much, so many nonprofits that serve and make our life amazing in this community. I just have been blessed in this job.
You know, people may not understand exactly what the foundation is doing in the community. How about a little synopsis of that reach, the tentacles of what you... I know you folks put out your annual report, but for some folks who, I've heard of that foundation. They've got the lovely statues downtown across from the Midland, but what is it they do?
Yes.
So maybe explain a little bit.
Everybody knows us for scholarships. That's the one thing that we're most known for, but we do so much more. We invested $4.6 million back into the community just this past year, and that is that $1.3 of that was through scholarships. Hmm. But we do all across. One of the things that we're known for is we practice trust-based philanthropy. So what that means is we take the funds that we have right now in the foundation. Nonprofits come to us, I'll call and just say, I'd like to talk about a grant partnership. We sit down with them, we do all the research, we do all the onus is on us to learn about them rather than have to fill out applications and do a lot of reports. They're trying to do their work. They're trying to do affordable housing. They're trying to do food and all the different arts and all the great things that our nonprofits do. So we don't want them to have to spend all this time doing reports. So we do all that on us. And then we offer multi-year grant partnerships so that they can plan for funds. And that's not that, well, we hope we have this money again next year. We really try to make this a very equitable process. Mm-hmm. We cover everything like project funds. If there's a nonprofit that says, I want to do something right now, the Newark High School Marching Band is putting a turf field in for their practice field. And they opened a project fund with us. So all the money raised comes to us. Donors write their checks to us. And then we track it, we manage it, and then we send it to them whenever they're ready to start expenditures. That way it's not in somebody's account, not really sure where it is. We're able to make sure everything is above. We had a wonderful project with the Northridge High School. They did all of their athletic fields last year, and that was about $2 million. Over 400 donors gave to that project. So these are gifts of like $10 all the way up to thousands of dollars. That's one of the great ways the foundation gets used in this community.
Yeah.
We're always trying to look and see what our big priorities are, too, because I think there's so much happening. Housing, as everybody knows, is a real challenge. It's so expensive to find a place. You shouldn't spend more than 30% of your income on housing. Once it gets past that, it's just unattainable. So that's why we work hard to create more housing stock. Connie and Hawk and my predecessor and the whole board and team really had this great idea last year. Just as I was coming on, to get in with the Affordable Housing Trust based out of Franklin County. They are now doing the sort of contiguous counties to Franklin County. And what they do is they make loans to developers and construction groups that are doing affordable housing to make it affordable for them and make it profitable for them so that they're not just building giant mansions all over the place. This is the great thing is that's creating housing that everybody here can afford. So we are now making loans through the Affordable Housing Trust to groups here in Licking County. We were hoping to raise $1 million to get invested in this group through other folks like the hospital and the T.J. Evans Foundation and a number of the Mauger Trust. All these came in. We got to $2.2 million that were invested. Mm-hmm. So we're now making those loans out to really help our housing stock.
And I want folks to understand where some of this is going to be taking place. You were heavily involved with what's going to be happening in the Heath community.
What
was over there for the press conference. that's going to be happening, and they're like to call that the Central Park, that Central Avenue area. That was big.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I just remember talking, you know, Steve Lehman and all the other developers were over there saying, you know, we can't get the materials. We can't get the funding for these.
Yes.
Now they're going to be able to do that, hopefully.
Absolutely. I love the vision that Mark Johns has for Heath. It's going to really transform that. And it does. And what we need to find is it's workforce housing. It's housing that you and I could. I mean, it's that's the one thing. I live over in Park Trails, and I know if my wife and I moved here over 20 years ago, if we came out here today, we couldn't afford that subdivision just because the housing costs have gone so high. So that's what we're really working hard to address.
Yeah, and it's needed. I mean, you talk about, and Joel and I have talked about this, everybody wants to talk about Intel, which we know, but I mean, you already got Microsoft, you got Google, you got Facebook, you got all these places that are coming in. Cologix now is coming in.
Yes.
These folks need somewhere to live, and a lot of them
very
can't afford
so.
The $500,000
yes.
home. That's why what
absolutely.
You're doing is so important.
One thing I'd love to highlight, too, Intel has been very generous. They gave us a great scholarship that for technical education, for data tech training. So that's where if you're looking at something, we've got a wonderful scholarship on our website that Intel just does, and it's not timed. It's all year round. So please, anybody who's interested in getting into the technical field that way, please let us know because we've got that scholarship up. Microsoft's been very generous as well. They gave to our Livable Licking County Fund, which is to help us with all this growth we're having. People are having anxiety over, especially on the western side of our county. What's happening? So many changes. We wanted to invest in communities, things that are making our community more livable, and keep those things that we love about Licking County. So we made already grants through that to Soil and Water to pull all of our conservation groups together to come up with a really cool plan. Unite for Nature is what they've come up with. Just amazing to see what we're going to have. Preserving green space, making sure we've got good quality green spaces there. We've also invested in the bus line through this fund because what is making our communities great? That's what this Livable does. Mm-hmm. And that's where we were so grateful to Microsoft for making that investment. The biggest misnomer that people have is those corporations are where philanthropy comes from. 64% of philanthropy is individuals, just like us. We give, when you buy Girl Scout cookies, when you give to the plate at church, when you do all these things, that's generating philanthropy every day. And the family gifts are what really make that up. As you go then next, foundations are the next biggest part of philanthropy. Then people leaving stuff in their wills, then 6% of philanthropy comes from businesses.
Hmm.
That's, everybody always thinks like, oh, the big companies are the big givers. They do wonderful. But never discount, it's just individuals like us that are giving day in, day out. That's what makes Livable, Licking County, so amazing. We are head and shoulders above so many other communities just like us. We are so generous. Like, I can't tell you enough. We have $150 million in assets in the foundation. If you go to Knox, they just got to $100 million. Fairfield's got, like, they're, I think, 68. Coshocton's 46. Delaware's 23. So we're way ahead of everybody. That's a real testament to how amazing Licking Countyans are.
Well, and that's the thing, Michael, when you talk about that with the context of you know, uncertainty about the western part of the county and all those things. When you talk about housing, walk me through, because part of the reason a lot of these big multinational companies are moving here is because it's affordable.
Oh, my gosh.
When you talk about affordable in the context of the country or globally, the $500,000 house is affordable to people that have lived in New York and L.A. So that kind of pressure, how do you offset that pressure to make it affordable for people here?
We need housing of all types. That's Steve Lehman, as you referenced earlier. One of the things he said is we've got to do a couple of things. One is to create more housing stock, to really also focus on multifamily housing. And we're zoned. Our county is not zoned for this massive growth people talk about, like what's in Chandler or different places. My fear is always that we become like Southern Delaware County, where there's just a sea of houses and there's nothing but schools and a few strip malls. And you ask people where you live, and they're like, oh, I live over in the Orange School District. Well, that's not a community. That's a school district. So we don't want to become that. So we want Pataskala and Johnstown and Hebron and these communities to grow up and to really have a real strong sense of community. The townships, if they want to stay 2.5-acre lots, that can work as long as we do the right investments in our communities and to do that way. And one of the things Steve told me, too, is we have to create more people who know how to build houses. So we're also working very hard with our technical schools. CTEC is amazing. I just love that place.
Mm-hmm.
We are doing a lot to invest in our schools so that there are more folks who are pipe fitters, who are welders, who are, you know, how to build a house. And we don't have enough of those right now.
Oh, believe me, I know. Just talking to Joyce Mullaney over at CTEC and all those folks over there, and Dr. Barry at Central Ohio Technical College, you can't find enough of these people. And the thing about it is, Michael, these are good paying jobs.
Oh my gosh, yes.
I mean, these are jobs that can sustain the housing and can do these things if we can get folks involved in it. So is it just simply you saying, okay, here's what we can do to help you to get these programs up and running, get these people in?
Yes. We're especially from... you're right. It's CTEC, COTC. It's even the high schools are really ramping up all of these programs. And it has to go back to parents. Have to understand, yes, college is an amazing pathway. But as you said, you can have a tremendous income that's sustainable. It's not just, when this bubbles through, we'll go back. No, this is going to be going on for a long, long generations because of not only the growth that we're seeing, the types of jobs, and these technical skills you can't outsource. AI can't weld your house. I mean, that is where I come back to. They're going to be needed in forever. And that's why we really are trying to work with these organizations, not just to give the capacity, but to go back to the when kids are young and the parents to say, this is something you really should look into.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, again, my one who graduated, one who went and now is looking at a different field. So I get it. I tell them all the time, like, you got to find what makes you happy and then go do it. Before we take a break and talking about students and all that, the scholarships that are available through the foundation. And I feel blessed because a number of years ago, you folks asked me to be on the scholarship review committee. And I got to tell you, that's probably one of the more enjoyable things that I do in this community is to be able to read those scholarships. There's so many folks out there who are in need, but there's so many kids doing, oh my
Absolutely.
Gosh, Michael,
yes.
all the National Honor Society and these kids just doing yes. so much. They're already giving back. It's so
Very
hard when
so.
It comes to these scholarships.
Well, the great thing too is it's not just, you know, it's a wide variety. People always say, well, I think my parents might make too much money. That's not the case. There are scholarships for if you're going to nursing. There are scholarships if you are from different parts of the community. There's a wide variety. Families can set up whatever type of scholarship they'd like as it relates to a child that's in Lakeview, in Lakewood, excuse me, that can be, went to the marching band. Whatever their really interests are, their passions, that's what we bring through in the scholarship. So that's why don't look at it as, you know, how much money you have or what you're going to. There's a real wide variety. And our process, all you have to do is fill out one application, and then our process applies it to all the wide scholarships and feeds it out and tells you what applies to you.
That's great stuff. Brilliant.
It is, I'm telling you, it is amazing if you can get involved with sitting on that scholarship review committee. Agriculture, I mean, if somebody wants to do farm, vet, working with animals, it's amazing.
There's
how many,
a ton.
And then that goes back to those families and those donors who set those up. And
Absolutely.
They had the foresight to say, okay, you know, this may be something one person would like to be able to do. Let's put the money in there, and they can just go for that scholarship.
Absolutely. And it's through our wonderful volunteers like yourself who come in and help us evaluate some of those applications to make sure it's a very equitable process.
Yeah, it's one of the more enjoyable things that I get to do in the community. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town and Mike Schmidt, president of the Licking County Foundation. On Buckeye Country 107.7. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today, Mike Schmidt, president of the Licking County Foundation.
Hey, Dave, I figured it out.
Go ahead.
Michael is just like the foundation. You put in a quarter and you get a dollar's worth.
I do get excited. I'll tell you that. I do get excited.
It's great, though, because that's, you know, the community is on, you know, right on the cusp of turning one way or the other. I mean, yes. in a lot of regards. And to have people that are invested and are excited and are directed. I mean, I think those are the three components, Michael, that a lot of people really want to know that is where we're headed, and it's community. Hey, Hebron's different than Johnstown, as you mentioned before, and we like to keep that integrity, but we know growth is coming. So how do we manage it? It's great to know we got partners like you out there.
Very much. When I came into this, I've lived in Licking County for over 20 years, and when I came here, I know Newark real well. I know a few of our communities, but it wasn't until it's 700 square miles. I had no idea it was so big, and 180 6,000 plus people. So our mission is to improve the quality of life for every citizen of Licking County. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, how hard can that be? Well, my gosh, as big as this place is, I've had to go to and really spend time in Johnstown and in Pataskala and in Hebron and up in Utica and all over the place. When you go to the eastern part of our county, and I've talked to folks and I've said, what is it that we can do? What are the great opportunities out here? And they said, we have a great quality of life. We love everything. One thing we need is more affordable, high-speed internet access. Mm-hmm. Mm. Melissa Owens is doing a wonderful job over at LCAP. She's leading an effort with John Barry and a number of others to help. How do we figure out through Smart Columbus to bring that over to our community? We need more access to high-speed. And you would say, well, it's not just so folks can watch Netflix. We have so many seniors that, as Melissa said, she could check in on. If we get them a tablet, which we have so many of these companies you mentioned earlier, would be willing to donate some really cool technology pieces. Then we've got our wonderful library system where they do a lot of trainings over there. We could partner with COTC and a whole lot of things to train folks to use these devices. And then she can have folks check in on almost daily to say, how are things? How are we doing? As opposed to once every 2 weeks doing a home visit. Mm-hmm. Think about how that'll transform people. Mm-hmm. So that's where we're seeing so many things come together in this community. And we all want it to be so much better. I have been so just blown away by the leaders we have in this community. They're just incredible.
Yeah, you talk about the technology. I was just over at the Boys and Girls Club of Newark a couple of weeks ago. Verizon brought in and dropped off a bunch of tablets for them. And just to see the kids who have never had a chance to deal with that. Now, you know, and you talked about, helping with the Licking County Aging Partners. But it's for a lot of families and kids who... Everything is online since COVID, and a lot of them don't have. I mean, when COVID hit, we heard stories of kids in cars sitting in parking lots so they could tie into a Wi-Fi so they could do homework. That's why this is so important.
Absolutely. And if you want to apply for a job, all the things that we talk about are technology dependent these days. So that's a really important piece.
Yeah. And I mean, my wife works for the Licking County Library, so she deals with people too coming to the library to apply.
Absolutely.
And if you can make that high speed more accessible, that just makes it easier to get qualified candidates plugged in. And it makes everything fall into place, that affordable housing and the transit and all of it. It's just like a domino. It just goes
very
and goes.
Much so. Yeah. And that's one of the great things. We've got an amazing library system plugged in all over the county. And that is where, you know, the Licking County Foundation is not the Newark Foundation. And, you know, that's what we have. We are the Licking County Foundation. So we are going into all of these communities. I toured the Southwest Licking Water Treatment Facility. If y'all haven't been over there, it is amazing to see. That's why I say it is the cleanest place ever. It's technology everywhere. I'm trying to learn everything because it got back to we talked about growth earlier. What drives growth? Mm-hmm. And as I thought, well, then it's water lines, right? If you've got water lines. Yeah. Well, unless they're asked in, you know, they only go where they're asked to go. Well, then, okay, so then it's developers. Well, the developers, it's zoning. You have to go through this maze to figure out how this works. Mm-hmm. We've been hard at work to do that. And that's why I love to see it's so many people working together to build the kind of Licking County that we want.
Right on.
And that's what I love.
Right on.
You know, you mentioned housing, you mentioned transit, another piece that folks worry about, and you'll hear him say, I can't go to work because I can't afford childcare, is such a big thing in this community as well. And I'm not just talking people making, you know, minimum wage. Childcare is very expensive.
Oh, my gosh.
So what do you do as a foundation to help that?
Well, I'll tell you, we went to a Grow Licking County, did a wonderful big report on where we are with this. And we sat in this session when there was a room full of people over at the library, from childcare providers to employers who were saying exactly what you said. Once they hit like 2+ kids, they're gone because it's cheaper for them to stay at home than to work. And so everybody's working to try to address this. The YMCA does a wonderful job. They've got childcare centers throughout the county. The schools, our public schools, do summertime a lot of childcare different things. The ESC has a great a program themselves. We're trying to figure out because we can't grant our way out of this. We can't provide philanthropic dollars because a lot of our childcare providers are for profits mm-hmm. that we can't fund. So we've got to create a solution that makes it more affordable for folks, but also gives those amazing people that work at these childcare centers a good livable wage. Because the problem is they're not being paid enough. And that's the childcare provider says, well, yeah, but what people can afford is at this. So that's why we're attacking this at many different angles to figure out how we can either create it to be more affordable, to make sure that those folks are paid a wage, that they're going to keep them here in Licking County, and just make it work for families.
Yeah.
And that's going to take some time. And we are so thankful to Grow Licking County for their work
in
this.
We had Alexis in for the report on that to talk about what the findings were. And it was, it was really eye-opening.
I mean, when you
see people just flat out say, we had to quit jobs because it was better for us to stay at home and take care of our kids, because it was just the price of child care has just gone through, like everything, but I mean, it just seems exponentially.
Absolutely.
And it's made it tough.
We don't want folks from Columbus to drive here, work our jobs, and then drive back to Franklin County. I mean, these are Licking County jobs. We want to make sure our families are well positioned to take advantage of these.
Yep. Grant partners. Maybe talk a little bit about that folks can do there.
We've got so many wonderful folks that we work with. And Bobby Persinger is our grants manager, and Amy Dell does scholarship and education. And these two folks really work with so many of our partners throughout, both whether that's across a wide spectrum. We've got so many really cool things happening here. Junior Achievement is building an amazing facility over at the
Biztown in the Newark
School
Building.
It is, at the Newark School Building over. And it's great because it's going to serve not just Licking County, but all of our counties to the east of us are going to come here rather than driving all the way into Columbus. So we're going to be seeing a lot of folks come in. And it's showing kids career paths and different ways about managing money. And that's really showcasing a lot of stuff. So we're really pleased with that. I was just out at Dawes Arboretum. I think they just we've got so many gems from our social service agencies, from our arts organizations, all the way over to things that are civic and conservation. Such a wide breadth. So that's one of the things that we have a lot of folks will stop in and say, I'm kind of thinking about a couple of things to support. What do you think? And we can really walk folks through to say, tell us what you're interested in. We listen a lot and then kind of give them some options to say, these are great organizations. Here's what they're doing. And that's why our team goes out so much into the community to see what's happening. What are the opportunities that we've got? If you had additional funding, what could you do? We don't want to live hand to mouth, especially like in our arts community. We've got the Midland, we've got the Symphony, we've got Weather Vane. We've got so many great institutions that do good things, but they're living on a shoestring. And that's where if we could find some folks to really support these organizations at a more meaningful level, they could do so much more. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're looking at what are the opportunities? You know, so many times we have to be stopgap need, or this is a crisis, can we help it avert? And we want to step in and do those things. But we also can do so much more with our shelters. Salvation Army, I toured over there. Incredible place. Families at a real low point in their life, and they give them hope. They give them a place. They give them food. They do so many great things to turn them around and put them on. St. Vincent Haven, if you've been over to the Haven, those men that are there, again, a lot of times are at a tough point in their life, and they give them dignity, and they give them an opportunity to move forward. And I think, you know, that's one of the great things about my job. We get to be a part of all this. I mean, can you imagine every day just going around and doing that? It's incredible.
Can you get him to come out of his shell a little bit? I haven't known him for a year now. I just can't get him to do it. Joel, you're usually good about doing that. I mean, get him out of his shell a little bit.
I put in a quarter, get a dollar's worth. It might be up to $1.50 now. I'm not sure.
Before we let you get out of here, the Sullivan Building. People are down there. You know, again, you were at our Kiwanis meeting the other day talking about it. I had a buddy of mine. We were at Elliott's, and I was explaining to him what they're doing over there. It's coming along nicely.
It is. We're going to be in 2025. We're going to be opening up. It will be the home of Explore Licking County. What a wonderful partner. Dave and his team, Carol, they're all great over there, and we are so excited. Tourism is a huge part of Licking County. I had no idea. It is, especially now with the UNESCO site, with the arcade. We are really making some investments in this community into these amazing buildings and facilities we've got. So that is why we love the generosity of Licking County. Lewis Sullivan, I'll admit, I didn't know who he was. He's like the greatest architect of America. And here, I didn't know. He was the mentor of Frank Lloyd Wright. He coined the phrase, form ever follows function. He's the guy who's credited with the skyscraper. I mean, I think there's so many things about him. Look him up. And here he did this amazing building right in our downtown. We're restoring it completely to what it was. And we do tours on Thursdays. We'd love to have folks come through. Please take pictures, learn about it. It is terracotta on the outside. It is all the serpentine on the inside. It is murals. It is mosaics, gold leaf. It is just a marvel to see. And we still have $2.3 million left to raise. But this community has been every phase of this way, through the exterior, through the planning, through all the different phases we've had, stepped up and been so generous. And I just can't thank enough. I was just over at National Philanthropy Day for Central Ohio. It was just yesterday. And the Lefevre Foundation was awarded the Foundation of the Year for Central Ohio, all of Central Ohio. And they were talking about their investment in so many other things, but also the Sullivan Building.
That's awesome.
And, you know, that's why I was like, yes! You know, it's thousands of people in this room. And I was like, yes, Licking County, baby. I mean, it was fantastic.
Right on.
Loved
it. I hope you jumped up like that.
Pretty much. I mean,
excuse me, security.
Dave was up doing his speech, and you know, I was really just doing cartwheels because we had great representation of, you know, all of our great folks, Matt and Dr. Barry from the campus were there, and we just had a real showing. And I just love that Central Ohio, we, you know, Licken County Foundation is the fifth largest foundation by assets in Central Ohio, not just looking at like. I think that Franklin County's looking over us and really seeing something else. So I'm loving
on.
That.
Got it going on.
Got the holidays coming up, Giving Tuesday, all those good kind of things. If folks want to do something, if they want to start you know, their own fund, or if they want to donate, what do they need to do?
Absolutely. Just reach out. We've got an amazing team. All they've got to do is call, stop in. We're there. Please just drop in, ask us questions. That's what we're there for. We are a resource for the community. If they want to do anything philanthropically, ask us questions, start a fund. We've got all different types of funds for any which way you'd like to support the community, making the decision yourself, creating a field of interest funds to say something in the arts, you guys decide. We do all the research for you. If you want to look at the projects that are going on, if you want to do planned giving, we've got expertise of all different types and the staff at the foundation, and we're ready. We are there for you. That's what we would say.
And God bless the person who walks in and gets you and Bobby at the same time, because they're going to be like,
it is true.
Where's the off switch?
Like, you think we've got on. Wait till we get Bobby in here one day.
It's great stuff. And it really is. And the one thing I do when folks come in, Jenny Dawes has taught me this, we listen. We use our ears and mouth in proportion to how many we have. And that is the great thing is we want to hear from folks. What are you passionate about? What are your concerns? What are your opportunities? And this is the time of year everybody loves to give, because it really is. We've been blessed, especially in this county. We've had so much opportunity, the businesses, our jobs, each other. I mean, I think that is the great thing. We haven't had no natural disasters here. We've been in a pretty blessed place. So I think people love to give back. Make a difference.
And I think it's wonderful what the foundation is doing. I mean, it was started years ago. Connie had done a great job. Now you're in there taking over. I just wish we could get you to get a little bit more exuberant. really let us know what you think.
Well, and I got to thank you guys, because you are such a great resource for a lot of folks. I listen to a lot of your community. And the things that you are sharing and doing and being involved in and volunteering at, that's what makes our community so special. So thank you.
Well, we appreciate it, and we love to do it. Joel and I like to get out and do different things. He was just over at the Wingding for the Granville Turkey Trot. So, by the way, are you going to be in the Granville?
I can't
do him on the spot on that one, Joel.
You can tell I'm not a runner, that's for sure.
Maybe Mama Schmidt.
If they were doing a yoga, maybe, a fundraiser, because I'm not as – I'll walk a dog, pretty mean. I got an English bulldog. That's about my pace.
There you go. Nothing wrong with it. Mike, it's so good to have you in. Hopefully we can do this on a regular basis and let folks know what's taking place at the foundation, because it is so very, very important that you're doing. So we really appreciate
it. Thank you. I appreciate you guys.
Be sure to join us Friday on Talk of the Town. We'll have the folks in from the Zonta Club of Newark. They're going to be talking about their tour of home. So that'll be on Friday's show. Everybody have a safe and happy Thanksgiving as well. Thank you.